Warning. The following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
Hey, Duff here again, and welcome to the third installment of our 2016 Best Ofs, released in February of 2017. Yeah, about that. Usually, we like to release our Best Of episodes towards the end of the year, to give our hosts a break during the holidays, and to give you guys a little something back. This year, however, things got a little crazy for the Rogue Intel Network. The network was offered a huge distribution deal, and it was up to me to move all of our shows over to the new platform, which took time away from my production duties on Prime. All of our shows have since been moved over, and we'll start picking up new shows for your listening pleasure in the coming months. For Prime, this means we'll have time to book more entertaining guests for the show. We promise, this year's Best Ofs will drop on their expected dates, and not 2 months behind schedule. God, our producer's such a slacker. It's been the nature of Prime to serve as a revolving mechanism for hosts. They come, they go. Such is life, right? The Prime podcasting methodology isn't for everyone, after all. Sometimes, however, we get some really good podcasts out of them in the process. This year was no different. Carrie, Dan, and his trusty sidekick, Sam, brought us into 2016, and some crazy times were had by all. I do mean crazy.
Oh, it's that time of the week again. It's Wednesday and it's Prime time. So let's get on with the show. I'm your host, Duffy. With me, as always, is Carrie.
Hello.
How you doing?
I think I fed you too much corned beef.
We have got to talk a little bit later about that corned beef. But until then, we've also got Dan, our trusty host.
That could be so misconstrued if you just, you know, just took that line out right there. Hello, hello.
Well, this one little boy chose his, I guess he chose it or somebody gave it to him, but his rap name is Little Poopy. I am not kidding you. It's Little Poopy.
And no!
And Ellen said, well, what? He needs to change it. She just straight up said, he needs to change it. And she was like, what is he going to do when he gets older? He's going to be Big Poopy? You know, it's...
Mr. Poopy.
It's like, seriously? Future thinking here. You're on a show trying to get, like, a recording contract, and you're going to go out and be Little Poopy.
He just wanted to be talked about.
Can you just say Little Poopy one more time?
Little Poopy.
Yes.
I would have rather have been called the Little Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Little Shit. That's my favorite. Yeah, fuck you, Little Shit. That's great. It always makes my day.
Our dog, Lincoln. He's a sweet dog, but he's not too bright. Well, in Maryland, like I'm sure there are in plenty of states around, we have stink bugs. And
oh, Jesus.
There was one flapping around in the basement one night. Well, he thought he was big and bad. He caught it, he ate it, and he went to go up the steps. He turned his head to the side, and he threw up like a frat boy at a party. And I make fun of him to this day.
That's great.
So it is good to be back. Until just a couple days ago, I went to North Carolina.
Okay. I was afraid. I thought you were, doing something a little crazy. You know what I'm saying?
No, I was waiting for his trailer park story of seeing a UFO and getting abducted in anal probe.
I even got to fly an AE drone.
Wow. That's
it impressive. Was rather
Who'd
nice.
You blow to get to do that?
Well, it was my dad's. So
there really wasn't any probing. There was sucking going on.
In North Carolina, you can get away with it, bro. Remember that.
Hey, he's only my father by marriage, but he is my father, so.
It's southern enough, my friend. All right?
I felt like I should have been probed afterwards because I kind of crashed the drone, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it wasn't one of those cheap ones. It's really weird because Brian and I are really, really good friends now. And it started off as how would you explain us?
Purely sexual at first.
Explain what?
Usually how would you explain, like, what would you use? Would you use the word fanboy? Like, I was an Uber fan? I mean, how would you explain? You saw it firsthand.
You had a bromance, whether Brian knew it or not at first, but he would all but wet himself if Brian talked to him on Facebook, if Brian acknowledged his existence at a show.
Because I mean, we had that fucker.
We had to get there early because, oh my God, Brian might have a moment to talk to him. We had to stay late because, oh my God, Brian might have a moment to talk to him. And it was just like, oh my God.
I know.
Little did you know that that's why we got there early.
Oh, Jesus.
We might have a moment to talk to Patrick.
And don't get me wrong, it's not just you. It's not like I find you sexually attractive. It's that I find you to be a genius lyrically and musically. We've got a couple new reviews on our iTunes account. This one was from TJ, and he says, another great podcast series from Rogue Intel. I really enjoy the dynamics between Duff, Dan, and Carrie and their special guests. Think of your favorite morning show without the filters and PC-ness of terrestrial radio. Raw, honest, funny, and never boring. Definitely worth a listen, and it gets better once you learn that the family dynamics of the hosts. In other words, Carrie and I are living together. Yay. Heads up to use your earphones if small people's ears are nearby, especially on Fridays.
What the fuck does that mean? What the fuck does that mean?
With us is friend of the show, TJ.
There you go. That works.
I'm not even going to try pronouncing your last name. How the hell do you do that?
It's Cunahan, but you know what? I don't think it took my wife like 5 years to be able to spell it. So, you know, it's easier to say than spell.
Okay, I'll just have to take your word for that.
Sorry. TJ's good for here, so we're good.
Good, good. And just like that, the age of Dan had passed and left us with some great podcasting memories. TJ had been a fan of the show and expressed similar passion for podcasting, so we had him on as a guest. The chemistry between the three of us was excellent, and with being a host down, we offered him the gig. Speaking of, we just hired a PA, so I'm really happy about that. And TJ, welcome aboard, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, major announcement. Yeah,
TJ. PA sounds way more official than Duff's bitch.
You got the position of pa.
Yeah, exactly.
One gets paid in cash, the other gets paid in coffee.
Yeah, I get paid in Tito's, so I'm good. Yeah.
Nice.
Duff will mail that up to me.
Yeah, the bottle's in the mail.
Thanks.
Well, after 14-ish years of trying to get Duff awake in the morning to get up and get ready for work and everything like that, it's not a fun job, I can say this much, because you try and be nice and not annoying because you've heard the story of how the ex-wife did it. So you try and, hey babe Patrick.
And then you're like, hello
Patrick. You know, and for the first half hour sporadically trying to do that, you know, you get to a point where it's like, oh son of a bitch, get up already. And then it turns into, Patrick, are you going to work? Are you going to work today? Patrick, wake. Do you know what? Get up. You know, or if we were having issues the night before for some weird reason, like back in the day, we'd have an argument, then I would remember the story. Pat.
Oh, shit.
Pat. But yeah,
that's why you never go to sleep fighting still, right?
I'm going to talk about something that happened this week in my school. As everyone knows, I am an IT guy for a charter school in Baltimore City. And this week, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know why the words came out of my mouth that came out of my mouth. But
it's because you've been around me too long.
I just don't have any limit anymore.
You're racist. That's why.
I'm not racist. You know I'm not racist. I have black and gay friends. Some 11-year-old kid came into my office this week, and he had a Chromebook that he couldn't log into. And the reason he couldn't log into it is because one of his classmates hacked the password and changed it. So when asked what his password was, this 11-year-old child named Raymond said it was his name. And I looked at him, and I didn't have any on-bat mechanism. There was no batter up. It was just bleh, like verbal puke. And I looked at him, and I smirked at him. I was like, you dumbass.
No.
And I was like, dumbass. Oh, no. I called an 11-year-old child a dumbass because he named his password by his name. So I worked with him to change his password to something that wasn't his name, and he's all set up. Now, contrary to what I thought would happen, which is...
his birthday?
No, I thought I would get pulled into the principal's office and be like, Duff, did you really tell an 11-year-old child that he was a dumbass? Like, that's what I thought would happen. Now, yesterday and today, this is what happened. During his lunch and recess periods... come on in! And sure shit, it's Raymond. And he's like enamored with me. He wants to learn all about what I do. He wants to hang out with me. He doesn't want to go to lunch. He doesn't want to go to recess. He just wants to hang out with me. So his teacher, I have to have a word with her because she's letting him go to my room. And I love the kid. He's cool. He's a
everybody loves Raymond.
Exactly.
That's a great segue.
Everyone loves Raymond, but he talks nonstop.
So a mini you.
I bet you say he talks more than me. That's good.
No, he does talk more than you. Yes, what I thought was going to happen didn't actually happen, but I still had some consequences to deal with. So I'm dealing with a child who comes into my office once a day at least and just wants to sit there and gab at me the entire time. And God love him, but I don't, like, I have work to do. So I had my intern in, and then Raymond came in for lunch. So I'm sitting there with Raymond trying to do work and chatting with him, but he keeps talking about these football cards that he just got, and he's naming off all the players, and he knows I don't give a shit, but he just keeps doing it. And I'm like, hey, Ray, and I smile at him, give, you know, big cheeky smile. I'm like, you know I don't care what the names are. I don't know any of the names. And he's like, yeah, I know. And then he continues to do it. So I just let him do it. And something that scared me today, his adopted parents are super religious and spread fallacies. The thing he told me today that made me interrupt him, stop him, and say, that is incorrect. Well, he said that, you know, scientists have proven that there is a hell. They dug down to the core of the earth and they found it. They heard, they put a stethoscope up to it and they heard people screaming.
I'm going to let Carrie take this one.
See, if they would have knocked, I would have let them in. They need to eavesdrop.
On Friday's episode, we are going to have a guest.
Who?
That guest is none other than the Christopher Strakula.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Oh. He's going to be playing Stump the Chump with us, just like old days. And he's got a lot to catch us up on because he's living the life now. So, yeah.
There goes my job. Fuck. I've listened to old episodes. I know how good he was.
Let me tell you about her sister's boyfriend and his two fucktards of a kid. First of all, I typically like kids, you know, on the whole.
Well, naturally.
If you're a child, I can relate to you because I can just be a complete idiot. And you're like, hee, 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 hee. So I like you. We're cool. But these kids, man, the one kid he's scared of his own shadow. He's 5 years old. And my three-year-old is slightly bigger than him. I actually laid him out one day because he was crying and being a little bitch. And then my girl, I always make up, you know, like stupid stories about monsters and stuff. And she knows every time monsters aren't real. She knows it, but she always asks me to tell her some story. So I made up a story about a bad word monster. Because one of the kids said something stupid, like whatever. What did we say that made me think of the bad word monster thing? I don't know. I probably said fuck or something around the kids or called someone like a raging douche rocket on the road. But the kid repeated it and I was like, no, it's a bad word. Bad word monster is going to get you. And we just went with it.
That doesn't work with my kids.
So she's telling the kid the story of the bad word monster. Like, my daddy said. And this kid starts bawling. Bawling, absolutely losing his shit. It was right before bedtime. This kid did not really sleep for hours. And his other kid, holy shit. I'm pretty sure she stole our daughter's bathing suit.
Oh, God.
She's 7 and just graduated kindergarten. Think about that.
Wow.
That's scary.
And mind you, a lot bigger and taller than our 5-year-old. And I'm pretty sure she ganked her bathing suit. She attacked my dog with a stick. What? And I lost it, dude. I completely lost my shit on a small child.
Did you reenact that that opening scene from the TV show Smack?
Better.
Yeah, what was it? The slap or
whatever? Her sister's out there. Like, she's like, I'm pretty sure she just swung a stick at your dog.
Oh, geez.
And I get up and I'm like, what? And I go right outside and I'm like, hey, who's got the stick? And I see her with it. I'm like, oh, you think it's fun to hit dogs with sticks, do you? Whoosh. And the stick was like 4 feet long and thick as my wrist. I threw it right over some trees and she's just looking at me with a face. And I'm like, yeah. And you should see what happens to little fucking girls who hit my dogs with sticks.
You can hit my kids with a stick, but not my dog.
Her eyes just got big. And I walk inside and her dad's like, did you put the fear of God in her? I'm like, yup, you're goddamn right I did. I told her how far I can throw little girls who hit my dog with sticks. And he just started laughing.
You ever have a pair of underwear where one day they're fine and then the next I don't know what the hell demon crept into this thing when I was sleeping. I'm going to blame Carrie on that one, but you wake up and the elastic is gone.
Yeah.
It's like the top of it's going all over your waist because there's just nothing holding it up.
Well, are they as bad as some of the ones I've had where you don't realize it until you're dressed out of the house and your underwear is falling down inside the pants you're wearing?
That is exactly what happened.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Did they really?
So now, typically when this happens, it's usually just my ass because I have absolutely no ass.
It is rather flat, but I like squeezing it.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm sure TJ and everyone else that listens wanted to hear that.
No, I don't have an ass either, so we're good.
My ass is like Charmin. It's lovable and squeezable. Yeah, I'm in my office doing work, and the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, well, let me pull these up because they're kind of riding. All right, so I grab underneath my khaki shorts, and I pull them up. And I'm like, all right, great. And then I got a message from my office manager, and it was like, okay, can you come down and help with something? And I'm like, sure. So I get up and I get out of my office and I start walking the halls. And by the time I got out of my office, they had started to ride down my bottom.
Oh.
And so I stopped down. I stopped like right across from my office is the bathroom, the staff bathroom. So I stop at the staff bathroom and I pull my shit up and, you know, no need to wash, no need to flush. Just went in there, pulled my shit up. Back out I go. Well, I walk down the stairs to get to the floor that my office manager's on. So I'm walking down the stairs. By the time I get down the flight of stairs, they are below my cheek level.
See, you should have just taken them off in the bathroom.
That's what I was thinking. Sure, with Commando.
I kind of wish I did, and I'll tell you why.
Unless you're wearing shorts, then.
Well, then I was wearing khaki shorts. Now, granted, they go down to the top of my kneecap, so they're not like white boy shorts. They're modern shorts. They're casual, spiffy shorts. Whatever.
Dress shorts. Yeah.
Not even dress shorts. More like carpenter shorts because I don't dress. Oh, okay. I don't like the dress up.
So by the time I get down the stairs, they're below my ass level. Mm-hmm. By the time I get out into the second floor where, like, the offices are, I start feeling a little something that made me go, uh-oh. They start riding down my front.
Uh-oh.
I have never had that happen. And I'm like, drafty. Well, no, yeah, a little bit. just a wee bit. So by the time I got into the office, I figured, well, I know I've got shorts on. It's not like that dream where you wake up and you're walking around school naked. I've got shorts on, so no one can tell how incredibly awkward this feels. So I go into the office, and she's actually in a meeting right now, so I just sit down. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I can deal with this, make pretend nothing's going on. And when I get back up to my office, I'll unzip and pull them up. And, you know, anyway, I was thinking that I'd be okay until I looked down at the bottom of my shorts and I saw my underwear sticking out the bottom. Oh, God. Like, you know when you're wearing, like two shorts, track shorts or and then another pair over it. Well, it was kind of like that, where you could see both of them. And I was like, oh, no. So I grabbed them, threw my shorts, and just kind of yanked them up.
That is just looks like you're jerking off in the scene.
And then I walked into the staff bathroom on the first floor. And I essentially had to do an Urkel with my underwear.
Oh, no.
Over top of my waistline, but below my shirt. And then I had to put my shorts back on with the belt. Now, aside from having to actually use the crotch hole to pee for the rest of the day, they stayed up.
All right, I have an idea. What if you guys did a couples therapy podcast with the two of you? People could call.
Would want to people could, to that?
People could call in and get advice from you guys on their relationship problems.
No.
No, that would, I just think with Carrie, with Carrie alone, it would be fucking hilarious.
Hello, this is George from Rhode Island, and I think my husband is cheating on me. What do you think, Carrie?
You're probably not blowing him enough. It's no wonder.
Well, it hurts my tongue.
Practice makes perfect.
So what else are we getting into tonight? TJ, I know you had something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so it's kind of bittersweet. That's why we're saving it for the end of the show.
Well, not we're saving it for the penultimate spot. We want to leave on a high note, thus the feel-good finale.
Oh, of course. But unfortunately, I will be having to leave the show. Next Friday will be my last show.
Damn, dude.
So, yeah. So, unfortunately, I will be leaving the show as of Friday. So, next Friday. Not this Friday, obviously. Don't do that. It's not that sad. I mean, this has been... I have nothing but positive stuff to say about the show, this experience. You two specifically. Yes, even Carrie. She does have a soft side, people.
Fuck you, TJ.
Yeah, you can say it all you want, but I know that if I'm ever in jail, you'll drive the 2 hours to bail me out. So you'll sell Duff for my bail money, and then you'll bail me out. So fuck you right back. Love you, too. All right. There's going to be some things coming forward where it's just going to be a time issue, unfortunately.
Well, damn, dude, I'm real sorry to have to see you go. I have to say, as much as I yell at you, I love you to death.
Oh, I know.
You are one of the best co-hosts I've ever worked with. And
fuck you, Duff.
I said one of. One of. Jesus, I can't get no respect around here.
That you don't sleep with. How about that? We'll clarify it.
Yes, aside from sleeping with hosts, you are the sexiest. How about that?
All right, there we go.
Yeah, Mama B says, I just start getting attached, and then they're ripped out of my arms.
Yeah, it's all good. Everybody still has my contact information. Twitter, you know I'm on Twitter 24/7, so.
Yeah, I'm feeling like you got ripped out of my hands like that one scene from The NeverEnding Story.
That was a horrible movie. No kid should watch that movie. I'm still scarred.
They look like big, strong hands, don't they?
I, That's going to make me cry now.
I know.
The speech didn't, but the never ending story will get me every fucking time.
Falcor!
No! Stop!
TJ had the passion for sure, but he lacked the time. With a daughter on the way, he needed to get back into the job market, and for him that meant consulting. No set schedules, living out of suitcases and sporadic availability didn't work well for a recording schedule. TJ had to make the difficult decision of leaving Prime, but now can be heard doing his own podcast. Check out pintsandpuzzles.libsyn.com if you're into paranormal podcasts, beer recommendations, or just like hearing TJ's silky smooth voice. With TJ leaving, we wanted to fill the third seat once again, so we started auditioning. Lind Gannon from our very own Remedial Radio podcast was keen to sit in. And that's about all there is to say. Today, we actually have a guest who is auditioning for the role of co-host here on the show. He's an all-around nifty guy, Lint Gannon.
Good morning. Oh, I see what you did there. That's nice. That's funny.
I couldn't help myself.
It's nice. It's nice and cheeky.
So, Lint, what do you think about this situation?
Well, there's obviously a female around.
Was that a jab at Carrie?
No, it was a Steve Irwin clip, because I'm loaded with them.
Oh, bloody hell. Have you just got like a bank of these now? Oh, we got an Australian coming on the show. We need to show their worst national treasure.
Pretty much.
Beautiful young female. Absolutely gorgeous.
I'm going to start using these as pickup lines. Do you think that it'd work though as a pickup line? Like, good evening, beautiful young female.
Well, you can always just say this.
Have a look at this.
Oh, jeez. That'd probably get me locked up.
Yeah, you can always just pull down your pants and go.
Oh, here you are right here, naughty.
We take a look at this and when we're like, come back to my place, check out my Yu-Gi-Oh collection.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not a predator. I love my Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, man.
The game, not the cartoon. The cartoon's rubbish, but I do love my tabletop trading card games. Yeah, they are fun.
I don't know what to do.
I'm cool, though. I mean, like, I got long hair, I play guitar, I have tattoos, don't worry. Like, I'm a cool guy.
So what do you hope to bring to the show as far as a new dimension?
Cynicism and alcoholism.
And an Australian accent.
Oh, no, you guys have that. Yeah, you guys have that covered, don't you? I'll just bring the Australian accent. Yeah, we kind of
do. I mean, the more the merrier. That's always what we say here. Lind gave us a lot of things on the show. He was a musician, a drunk, an Aussie, and just plain fun to be around. As a matter of fact, the song you're hearing now is one of Lint's. Enjoy. Two men in Spain.
We're in a plane and the rain fell on the plane in Spain? Is that what you were trying to say?
Oh, you would love my mum. Just that quote is all I can remember of her coming out of her mouth growing up. It's just that. That and she is a cat's mother.
What?
Well, I mean, the rule comes down to if you're in conversation with someone who's present in the conversation, you don't address them as she, you address them by a name. So that's if we're talking about Carrie and I said, oh, she's doing this. Carrie being present, you would say, she is a cat's mother.
Okay.
A nice cup of tea and a jat? Yes.
What the fuck is a jat?
Jats, it's like you put cavanossi and cheese on it and it's yum. They're like Ritz. Do you have Ritz?
We have Ritz crackers, yes.
Yeah, okay, well, they're like that, but better because they're Australian.
Okay. Now, what do they call crackers in the in that area?
European Anglos. For loving you, baby. You were made for loving me. I can't give it all to you, baby. Can you give it all to me? Well, welcome to Prime, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lint. I'm back here like every single week with Patrick Duffy and Carrie Lamb, my favourite two people to spend the weekend morning with. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, ladies. How are we today?
Howdy.
I love that accent. Like, can I kiss you on the mouth?
Yeah, we'll just mic kiss. Ready? Go. And we're starting this Saturday's episode off with a little bit of homosexuality, which is everyone needs that in their life. Irish is such a is like a fun acrobatical accent to do.
It really is, yeah.
And like I used to do accents all the time just because I used to ride a motorbike everywhere, and you don't have a radio.
Wait, you do Irish? You do accents because you used to ride a motorbike? How the hell does that make any sense?
Okay, so picture this: riding a motorbike for many hours at a time.
I can picture you. I can picture you riding a moped.
That's not funny. But I would get so bored because you don't have a radio. Well, I didn't because I didn't afford one of those helmets that has a radio in it or anything like that. So I would just converse with myself in different accents. Or sometimes just belt out ballads, and then you pull up at a set of traffic lights and realize that you're still like you're in the middle of the solo of Sweet Child of Mine. It's going, and you look over, and the poor passenger seat next to you has got the window down. And you're just, nah, 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 nah. Sweet child.
Lint, you wanted to hear about my tales of, playing hooky in my history. All right.
I still do.
I used to work for a company called NCR. I used to fix point of sale devices, otherwise known as cash registers or computers or printers or anything like that. Well, my job kind of got boring. I enjoyed working with my hands, but when you don't have a phone support department having your back, you have to do all the support yourself. So I get these calls, and just from like the description of the calls, I would see that, well, they're going to need a part. And oh, lo and behold, I don't have the part because all of my inventory was on the computer. So I knew exactly what was on my truck at all times. So I would call up and I would, ask what the problem is. And I was good at my job enough to the point where I knew just from what they had already tried and what the description of the problem was, that I knew what the problem was and I knew how to fix it. I just had to order parts. So I would act like I drove to the call. I'd put a timer out. Hey, I'm arrived. And then 20 minutes later, I'd come out, hey, need a part. Order the part, have it sent to my drop, and I would be on to my next call. Now, there were certain days when I could do call after call after call just because there was no structure to my support team. It was just, okay, let's get a guy out there. There were days that I didn't go to work at all, and I got paid for a full 8 hours. And here's the funny part. I used to have to call my boss for updates. I used to have to call my dispatcher for updates. Well, I got smart, and I used to have a computer app that allowed me to do audio backdrops, basically what my soundboard does now. And, I would mix and match these sounds together to base where I'm supposed to be. So I had sound clips of like a Walmart, which is one of the customers I used to service. So I used to play these sound clips on my computer at home, probably in my underwear. And I used to call my boss or the dispatcher and be like, yeah, this one's going to need a new roller. I need to order it. I'm on to the next call. And there were times when, hey, we need you to divert from this call to going to this call. And I'd have like an engine sound going in the background, and I'd have rain if it was raining. And so it literally sounded like I was in my van.
And this is all from the comfort of your masturbatorium.
Yeah, pretty much.
It almost sounds like you put more energy into faking going to work than just fucking going to work.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it was too boring for me. Like, doing something creative that dealt with audio engineering, hey, I'm all about that. We can see that. But going to work and doing a damn boring job that 98% of it was driving, I was just so bored out of my mind with it.
Well, I guess you found your way around it. What got you fired from that job?
Oh, I didn't. I quit. No, wait. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, that's safe.
Actually, no, that one I did get fired.
And I'm going to go pee and possibly poop because it's morning and I've had two coffees. Yeah, well, I won't know until I get in there,
Well, you're going to sit down, I'm guessing, then.
you know, I'm a little bit tired. I might just have a sit-down wee, just because.
Sit-down wee.
You ever doing something on your phone that requires two hands, but you need to pee, so you're like, you know what, I'm going to sit-down.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Doing this thing that I need to do. Yeah.
I literally do it all the time.
I'm glad I'm not alone. Carrie, like, do you...
She has to sit down!
No.
That's the point.
Yeah, well...
No!
Yeah, I'm not like the females where I work. I don't squat. There's a seat for a fucking reason. I use it.
Carrie, how are you?
Looking forward to a quiet 3 days and news reports on Tuesday of how many rednecks blew their hands off on Monday.
That will be interesting. It's always a good read when I can talk about carnage.
What's Monday?
Oh, Independence Day, July 4th.
Right, of course. That's a big thing for you guys.
Well, it's a big thing for
when the aliens came and Will Smith was around and, you know, there's a big... I know it's, you guys love that stuff.
Yes, we do. We love aliens. Carrie, what was your guess?
Hugh.
Hugh Jackman? No. No.
I'm too busy looking at him to actually know what his voice sounds like. So you put a, like, deep voice with a bit of an accent. It's you.
I don't know if I can do it. Close your eyes, Carrie. The hardest thing about playing Wolverine is obviously the hair gel. Does that...
See, you had me with savvy.
So in other words, we should house swap?
Jeez.
I think she seriously wants to do that.
I just walk around in an apron going, savvy, 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 savvy. I'm still trying to figure out my thing, and it's not working.
Again, there's a pill for that.
Kind of young for that issue there, Lint.
Yeah, you should see a doctor about that.
He doesn't see me anymore. I brought him flowers after my last prostate exam. He wasn't happy.
Jesus.
I'm a romantic.
You probably don't know what the hell we're talking about, Lynn.
Nope, Mom, I'm just going to take my painkillers.
Why are you taking painkillers?
Because he's in pain. Duh.
Yeah.
But
it's self-inflicted, but...
Oh, okay. So you're talking like Advil, or...
Oh, actually, it's a... I'm not even allowed to promote this online. It's some experimental stuff.
How the hell did you get hold of it?
Well, he brought it home.
Who is he? Your flatmate?
Yeah, he's a dental technician.
Oh, Jesus. So you're trying experimental drugs. It might make your face numb for 14 days. That's right, a whole fortnight of...
One of the warnings is... do not take this if you have impaired kidney function, probably, impaired liver function, probably, or are a heavy drinker.
Jeez.
So you should not be touching that.
They shouldn't even have it in Australia.
Yeah, I was 5, man. I was still sticking Lego up my ass.
Sticking Legos up your bum?
Oh. You still imagine the ridges?
Oh, Jesus.
And those edges are pointy.
They're so smooth on top, but they're pointy around.
You get
the
edge. The long singular bit, and like, it's like brrr, on the way out.
Dude, are you really for real?
No, I wasn't sticking. I don't know. I was 5. I could have. Five-year-olds do weird things.
No one asked me how my day was.
We just assumed you were going to tell us.
Well, it's nice not to have to do it cold.
How was your day, Duffy?
How was your day, honey?
I had some foot surgery.
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah.
Now I feel like an asshole.
It's okay. I love you anyway.
All right, I'm going to go drop this poo because I've had about 3 coffees.
Have fun and enjoy your pub schnitzel and chips.
Oh, I will, yeah. Oh, this is going to be a popcorn poo. I know you don't care, but that's you know when you go to the movies and you get, like, the family-sized bucket, but you eat it all yourself?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then the next morning, it's just fucking corn shells. Just, that's what this is going to be. Corn shells and fucking soda. That's what this is going to be.
Enjoy it, man.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'll catch you in a couple of days.
Project your voice. Sing like you need to poo. I'm not sure if that's good information or not.
Sounds like a man talking from experience.
Yeah, no, it was movie / instructing DVD on how to growl. It's called the Zen Art of Screaming, and they call it the dump. So when you need to do that really low, like, you got to push it out like a poo.
Oh, God!
Because that's where it comes from. It's like, you know, it's down in your bum bits.
Your bum bits.
The inside bum bits. Just like to let our listeners know that we all three of us love you very, very, very much.
Yes, we do.
We cherish you. We respect you. Keep listening so we can do this a lot more.
And we'll just put the tip in and we'll still respect you in the morning.
yes, we will. I won't. Carrie and Duff will, though.
I don't know. Maybe half respect, half jealousy.
And we won't make you do the walk of shame.
No, I'll give you money for a bus ticket.
There you go. Well, we should get Lint like a crop top.
Ooh, I like that idea a lot.
And a pair of Daisy Dukes.
I would gladly pay for not only production, but shipping of said item on the crop top.
I would wear it for free. Just out and about.
And if he's going to the football game, if he was wearing that and Daisy Dukes pull his hair up in pigtails and a pair of pom-poms, we would get so much press. We'd probably be on TV.
Dude, you know how viral that would go? Like, providing you didn't get taken away by security to the psychiatric center, that would be pretty viral shit right there.
But that's a fine line when it comes to NASCAR and racing, that kind of thing. Can I drink and do it better? No, probably not.
You probably shouldn't.
Someone should put this to the test.
Lint, we've got another project for you.
When you get the crop top,
says designated driver.
Crop top, racing helmet.
Alcohol. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Circular road, and just, I'll knock some teeth out for this one.
Got to do what you got to do.
I'll get one of those helmets that has my face free so I can eat like hot dogs while I'm driving and drinking. Mm. I drink a lot of water constantly, unless I'm out drinking. Then yeah. I just drink beer.
That's when you start disconnecting microphones and fall on the floor.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I got to own that. That was me. Shit.
See, and that's why when he is doing the NASCAR promo in his crop top with the helmet, he needs to have the Helmet Saver Medial Radio, and he can use it when he's on the show. No head injuries.
I have to cut out bits for the pigtails, though.
There you go.
Yes, definitely.
Jesus Christ, work me to death, why don't you? I'm like the only one here doing anything. Well, if you both would shut up and let me do this now, then we could go to break and go on to bigger and better things.
Like Stump the Chump. Yep. Sorry.
I knew that was coming.
All right, 3, 2.
No, I don't want to do it now.
Oh, Carrie, we're sorry.
Are you two going to be quiet?
Yes.
Behave yourselves?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't listen to podcasts. They're stupid. And y'all think I'm jesting.
No, I know you're not. Like, you don't even listen to remedial radio. You don't even listen to...
When she's on air with us, she's not even listening to us now. She's just talking. Black people do it. They got that cool gun sound they do.
The fucking... sideways gun.
Yeah. No, but the sound where they go, brah, 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 fucking, and all rappers do it. There we go. I can't do it. Yeah.
So
that's another thing you learn, like, in secret as a child, is how to do that properly.
See, and as a white chick, I just go, pew, pew.
You might have heard the new voice talent on that clip. That's Mike Jenkins, a friend and coworker who insisted on joining us for an episode and kept coming back, despite Carrie's black jokes. Now he's our very own urban sidekick.
I would like to say that I was one of those people that got sued.
What? Were you really?
$5,000.
Dude, you got sued?
Can we talk about this?
Can we please talk about that?
I will go ahead and enlighten you on the story.
So two. And you put on jazz because he's black. Fucking racist.
But no, 2003, I was making CDs and selling them and whatever. And only, and I, but I wasn't using Napster. I was using another one called Kazaa.
Kazaa, yes.
Yeah. Kazaa, oh yeah, man. Fuck yeah, Kazaa.
So, but if you remember Kazaa, you had to share to get the good quality shit. Like, I was making fucking DVDs, porn, all that stuff. It was great.
Oh, I used to do the same thing. Don't get me wrong.
What I probably made in 3 years, maybe $400 or $500, right?
Oh, well, I didn't go anywhere near that. I was like $30, $40.
Oh, no, no. I was selling. I was selling, baby.
See, I was trading for coke. Like, my drug dealer wanted movies, so I would make him movies, and he would give me grams of coke in exchange.
There are a lot of things I need to learn about you. But, okay, so basically what happened was, my last year of high school was 2003, right? I moved, and, you know, the statute of limitation is about a year. So they waited until the 11th month and, like, 15 days. And they hit my dad with a piece of paper saying, we're suing you. Now, who was suing us was every music company you can think of. Literally.
Oh, Sony, BMG, it was everyone.
No, no, no. Big to small. Every company sued us. And here was how the scare tactic. They said, you can either pay the $5,000 or we can charge you $1,000 a song.
Which was disgusting.
I had over 4,000 songs.
Dude, you carrying me both.
That fear of hearing that, they're going to charge me $1,000 a song, it honestly set me on the path of bad credit because I went and got like three or four. No, actually, I applied to like five or six different credit card companies. But yeah, I was one of those dumb bastards who got sued for about $5,000 from every fucking recording.
That's crazy.
And you know what's funny? I'm so stupid that I'm like, oh, this must happen to a couple people. Nobody I know is this shit happened to. Nobody.
I'm telling you, Link, you move here, that accent, women would be all over you.
I live here and women are all over me.
See, but it'd be even worse here. You wouldn't be able to walk without them, like, just draping all over you.
So, in other words, Carrie would leave me for you.
No, I would not leave you for Lint. He's too much of a cock waffle sometimes. He's like the little brother you just want to punch and give noogies to.
Yes, but we love him at the same time.
Yes.
The older I get, the less capable of flirting I am, though. I'm getting worse and worse at talking to people.
That I don't believe for a second.
No.
Mister, I'm on 3 podcasts.
Oh, I can talk to people. I'm just terrible at flirting.
Well, why don't you try it with me and Carrie?
All right, this will be my main game plan. I was like, hey, you're quite attractive, but I see that you're wearing high waisted shorts. That's fucking haggard. Why did you come out of the house like that?
No, I think it would be more along the lines of, well, your hair is nice, but mine is better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I normally wait for people to compliment me on my hair. They go, your hair's really nice. And I go, I know. And then that's it. The funny thing about my hair is it's not really nice. Like, I have awful hair. It's just nice on a dude. God, tell me I'm pretty.
You are very so pretty, dumb. Lynn.
Little FYI, I got sued by every record label ever, just to let everybody know. Like, no.
Do you
bullshit.
Have that, like, on the wall? I would put that on the wall.
You know what? My dad has it somewhere. I think he might have threw it away out of, like, frustration and pissed offness.
Dude, you gotta see if he still has that and then that have
would,
him ship
what?
It
that
to you.
That would be awesome. I would keep it up, but it has scared me. I'll tell you one thing. I'm one of them kids that went to the Scared Straight program and came out right. I'll tell you that, because I've never done it since.
Oh. You have? Why the hell not?
I hear the Christians have a similar program about anti-gay movements.
You know what? Yeah.
Lock you in a room with a priest and you get scared straight.
Was it the conversion camp? That's what I went to. And I've been a law-abiding music citizen ever since.
What, they were teaching you to convert from, like, MP3 to FLAC?
Just set yourself to studio and let's do a quick mic check.
You there, Mike?
I'm still here.
All right, mic check done. Baffles me how any woman can be heterosexual.
I have
Women are sexy, intrinsically sexy. Women are just, they've got that thing going on. And dudes are just like this lumbering mound of flesh that's just constantly, like, in a forward stumbling motion, just trying to put their dick in something. Like, that's men. There's nothing. The only thing that propels them is the fact that they've almost fallen over and they're kind of doing that waddle to catch their grip again. That's men.
Well, that does it for our 2016 Best Of series. Comments? Hate mail? Be sure to email prime@rogueintel.com. Seriously, hate mail. We dig it. We hope you enjoy what we do and would love to think you'd subscribe to us on your preferred podcast platform. I'm your producer, Duff, and you've been listening to Prime.
Later, taters.